Well, good morning, everyone. Thank you so much for being here. I'm lead pastor Matt Blair, and we are so honored you chose to come today to Solace Church. If you're a guest visiting with us, thank you so much for being here today. I want to let you know that for this week and next, we're in what we just call a mini-series, a two-week series, and we're going to talk about this question, where was God? Today, you're going to discover that Paul found himself in a situation where it looked like God had abandoned him, but in reality, God was up to something much different than just abandoning Paul. We're going to talk about that this morning. And maybe some of you found yourself in a place where you're wondering, where's God at in the midst of my circumstances? We're going to talk about obedience today. Next week, I am incredibly excited about what God has opened the door for us to have here at Solace Church. There is a full-length movie documentary that is showing in theaters. But we know the producers, those who produce this video, and they've allowed us to show this at our church this next week. The movie is called Where Was God? It's based on what took place in Moore, Oklahoma, when the tornadoes came through last year or so, and I guess it was 2013, when the tornadoes came through, and it didn't just destroy homes, but also destroyed several schools. You're going to hear the storylines of what took place in some of the lives of the people that were affected on that day. I watched this, and it is overwhelming. It is incredibly well done, incredibly well produced, and the stories of how God worked in the midst of the tornado is incredible. If you have a teacher, a disaster relief friend or family members involved in that, someone who serves as a first responder, anything like that, this would be a great week next week to invite them to come to our church. They are featured as heroes in this story, and it's incredible how they responded in that moment of great tragedy. We will also invite you to invite any of your friends or family, co-workers, neighbors, whatever it is, that might be going through a difficult situation and might be wondering, okay, where's God at in the bigger picture? My life is in a mess and I need to see where God is at. So we've got a trailer to show you a little bit about what the video looks like. And then after this trailer, I'm going to come share with you what I believe God's laid on my heart today. Watch this.
And you see, it's a violent tornado. This is a tornado. See, my God, get below ground at all possible.
I've seen tornadoes that big, and I know what size of a tornado that people start dying in, and this was it.
And about the time we think we know something, there's always a surprise. We find out how little we do know.
We knew there were children missing. Well, when you have children missing in rubble, you know it's not going to be good news.
I'm thinking my son's in that school.
They were terrified. They didn't know if they were going to be able to see the light of day ever again.
My dad was holding the building. When he heard that everybody had gone out of the building, he took his last breath. But he didn't forget to tell us that he loved us.
There is not a single thing that we could ever go through that our Heavenly Father does not understand. And there is not a single dark place that he has not already walked.
I literally just squeezed my eyes shut and I buried myself on top of those kids.
There is no doubt in my mind that God is in the city.
I wanted a fresh start. I wanted a new beginning.
Powerful, powerful storyline about how God moved in the lives of people who were so greatly affected by tragedy. Can't wait to show that to you next week. Today, though, I want to spend a couple of minutes talking to those of you who are here that might be going through a difficult situation, and maybe you don't understand exactly what God's up to in the midst of it. I'll explain to you what I mean in just a moment. After I speak today, we're going to continue with next steps. We have over 20 people today that are getting baptized. What's the latest number? Do you know? 23? 23 people taking a next step of obedience today, and we're going to celebrate that in just a minute. But before we do that, let me speak to you from God's Word. If you have your Bibles, look with me in the book of Acts. We're going to look at one verse today, but let me set the storyline up for you as you turn there. Paul the Apostle has gone on this incredible missionary journey. He has seen churches, he has been responsible for starting many churches, seen churches blossom and grow, been responsible for encouraging churches. Paul went on several missionary trips all over the Roman Empire. He had never made his way to Rome. And as the book of Acts is ending, Acts chapter 28, Paul has heard from God that he's going to go from Jerusalem to Rome. And the trip from Jerusalem to Rome was going to be primarily by sea. And Paul was a prisoner at this point in time, and Paul and several of his companions, and actually many other prisoners, were taken by boat towards Rome. And you can read the story of where they stopped along the way. But as they were on this journey, incredibly violent storm breaks out. The ship that Paul is on begins to break apart. The crew is distraught. The prisoners are distraught as well. Paul on this boat hears from God. And this is basically what he heard from God. Don't fear, you will go stand trial before Caesar. So he hears clearly from God what's about to happen in his life. And he continues to operate in great faith and obedience to what God has for him. As a matter of fact, as everyone else is kind of in panic, as the storm is raging, the ship is falling apart, Paul is the one who brings a sense of calm in the midst of the storm. He gives direction to what needs to be taken place. He is so favored on this ship. God gives him so much favor that the jailers, those Roman soldiers, begin to listen to him, respond to him. At one point, the ship runs aground, and it's breaking apart, being battered by the waves. And many of the guards just come up with this idea, let's just kill all the prisoners. We can't let any of them escape because it would be death for the guard if a prisoner would escape. Paul had so much favor on this ship that he found a jailer or a guard that was willing to tell all the other guards not to go through with this plan to kill all the prisoners, but rather to help them all get to shore safely. It's an incredible story. It's riveting as you read the story in Acts chapter 20, like 26, 27, and 28. The boat goes aground. The prisoners reach the island, the guards with them, they reach this island. They later find out the island's called Malta. And on this island, something very interesting happens. Now remember, God has said, Paul, you're going to stand trial before Caesar in Rome. You're going to do that. God saved him from the storm. He saved the prisoners from the storm, saved them from the shipwreck. They reach the island. It's cold and raining. The Bible says that the people of Malta show them great hospitality and kindness. And so they begin to start a fire because it's so cold and raining outside. And Paul is in charge of gathering some firewood. And so he goes to gather some brush, some firewood. And he throws it or reaches towards the fire to throw it on there. And the heat causes a viper, a snake, to come out of the fire and bite Paul on the hand. And the people of Malta make an interesting observation. Look with me in verse number 4. When the islanders saw the snake hanging from his hand, they said to each other, this guy's got to be a murderer. For though he escaped from the sea, justice has not allowed him to live. That's such an interesting observation, isn't it? Paul spent days being tossed around in the waves. He's shipwrecked. He almost died. God spared his life. He gets off to the island, the place of safety, doing exactly what God asked him to do. And he picks up, trying to help, a pile of wood. And out of the pile of wood comes a snake to bite him. Has life ever worked that way for you? Like, you're doing everything God has asked you to do. It's not like you're perfect, but you feel like you're being obedient to God. You're honoring God with your life. You're taking steps of faith. Maybe you even heard from God specifically. This is what you're supposed to do. Maybe it was a job change or a financial decision or a relationship decision. Maybe it was a move, like relocation somewhere. And you did exactly what you feel like God was asking you to do. And all of a sudden, something bites you in the midst of it. You're like, I did what God wanted me to do. And here I just got bit by a snake. and everyone else around you. Don't they have an opinion? Oh, I can't believe you did that. What awful sin did you commit? I just, in my mind, imagine the islanders. The snake, once they see it on their on Paul's hand, they're like, Now, the storyline is interesting because Paul's obedient. He's bit by a snake. The Bible says he shakes the snake off. But everyone on the island's ready for him to die. Newsflash. If you get bit by a viper, you will die. Just want you to know that up front. I'm not preaching this morning snake handling. There's a bigger principle here. Obedience to God, snake bite. Everyone else has an opinion about what you did wrong to receive the snake bite, but God was up to something else. Where was God in the midst of this? Here's where God was. The islanders are all watching and seeing what's going to happen to Paul. And remember, their facial expressions. And they start watching. They're like, they may have started taking bets. You think it's 30 seconds or a minute before he dies? And his hand doesn't swell up. And he doesn't drop dead. And Luke records in Acts that after a long period of time, the people were amazed that this man, Paul, did not die. So much so that they thought that he was a god. Here's what I want you to know this morning. If you've gone through something and you thought it was obedience to God and you believe deep in your heart there was a peace here that you were doing what God wanted you to do, and something difficult or something terrible or tragic or something like that happened along the way, I want you to understand that God does not abandon us in our moments of obedience. When we're honoring God with our life, when we're taking the steps of faith he calls us to take, even when circumstances don't look good in the moment, God is up to something significant. Let me tell you what happens in the story. Paul is bit by the snake. He shakes it off. It doesn't harm him. It doesn't kill him. As a matter of fact, it sets him up for an opportunity to have incredible influence and incredible impact on the island of Malta. People are so amazed at what's taken place that Paul and his companions are invited to the chief official of the entire island of Malta to his house. His name is Publius. And they're invited to his house. And Publius has a father who is sick in bed. And in that moment, Paul, who has just faced death, now has an opportunity to go into this man's house, the chief official over the entire island, and he has a chance now to speak into the life of his father that is deathly ill. Paul ends up healing the man who is the father of Publius. He also has a chance to now minister to the entire island of Malta. They all bring their sick to him, and he heals them one after another. They are so amazed by him that he ends up staying 3 months wintering in Malta before they set sail again. And here's what I believe about God. When we operate in obedience, that even though circumstances look like they're there to take us out, that God's really positioning us or repositioning us for greater level of effectiveness, greater level of ministry, greater level of influence. And so if you're going through something difficult today, would you be of good cheer? Not about the snake bite, but about what God's about to do in your life in the midst of the circumstances. God has not abandoned you. He is working in your life. You can clap. That's good. And so today, I recognize that some of you are going through this. I had a chance to hear the storyline of some people right now. I can't give details this morning. I want to protect the innocent, but they've made some decisions, some career decisions. They made a decision to make a move, and the move looked like the wrong decision, but they prayerfully considered the move. They felt peace about it. And if I could tell you the details, you would be amazed at how God took this couple from a place where it looked like they'd made the wrong decision, they were struggling with that, to a place where God's opened the door for greater blessing and greater effectiveness and promotions within this situation. It's incredible how God works. And I would just say to you today that in the midst of the circumstances that you're going through, those are the moments where you can deepen your confidence in what God's doing in your life. He is faithful There are great promises in his word. Many of them you've heard before, but there are wonderful promises to hold on to in the midst of that. Things like God works all things out for the good for those who love him and are called according to his purposes. And God never places more on us than we can handle in the midst of temptation, for sure. And that God in Jeremiah confirms to us that he has plans to prosper us and never to harm us. The snake bite in your life right now is not meant to destroy you. It's meant to set you up for a position of influence in the future. So let's celebrate the fact that God is in the midst of the snake bites of life. Some of you have been bitten this week. Some of you have been bitten this month. And I want you to know today that God is faithfully at work in your circumstances to do an incredible work in your life. So don't let the snake bite destroy you or discourage you. Let the snake bite be evidence of that there's a real enemy, but greater is he that's in me than he that is in this world. Amen, church. Amen. I want to pray with you today as a word of encouragement, and we're going to continue today to celebrate what God's doing as people are taking steps of faith. Let's pray together. Heavenly Father, I love you today.
Hey, this is Pastor Matt Blair. Thank you so much for taking time to check out our podcast today at solacechurch.com. You know, we realize that it's possible, as you listen to this message today, that God may have spoken to your heart about something. So if you made any kind of spiritual decision, we would love to know about that. You can email us at info@solacechurch.com and let us know what happened in your life today. Once again, thank you so much for taking time to check out this podcast.